Blog Talk Radio.
Go With Angels is more than the title of Mary Brotherton's debut book. It's her wish for you and your loved ones. Join her on her podcast every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time as she talks about angels and messengers from the spirit world. Of course, she'll talk about her book and the inspiration behind it, too. Call 516-418-5651 after 11 on Friday mornings to share your stories about angelic encounters.
Welcome back. I want to tell everybody that I'm really grateful that you come back to us because Karen and I've had moments the last 2 months, I think, where we just couldn't get ourselves lined up, which is fine. Sometimes things happen, and we want to talk today a little bit about procrastination before we take callers. And I'll tell you why. Or Karen, would you like to tell them why?
Well, I just would like to say that I am, and, you know, have always been, it's just part of my personality that I procrastinate. But I don't like that part of myself. And I am always trying to learn and improve and work on myself. And for today, as a matter of fact, I will say that Mary and I had discussed me getting a headset for the podcast, which will help you to hear me better, but it would also help me to keep other distractions out and hear better as well. And guess what? I procrastinated and did not get the headset. And then I said, I wonder, you know, what angels could help me with this situation. So, you know, that's what you and I were talking about, right, Mary?
Right before the show. And I know that you mentioned that you've been working closely with Archangel Uriel, and you asked me if maybe he was one to help with procrastination. And I did a real quick little search on the book that I had just written back in November last year about the angels. Well, I say I wrote it. My fingers typed the words. I had very little to do with this book. It was presented to me through downloads, and then I researched, but I was inspired to write the book. It wasn't like, oh, I think I'm just going to write a book. I mean, I have more than 20 books that I've written over the course of my lifetime that I haven't published yet, and every time I think I'm going to publish one of my books, the angels say, I have something else for you to do. But Uriel was one of the angels that I did write about. And so I did a real quick little, I just pulled up my book and I'm like, interesting, because there's nothing that says he's going to help you with procrastination or motivation. Uh-huh. There are six other angels that I do have in my book that do help with that. But Uriel...
six others.
Huh?
Sorry. I'm laughing because six others.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
But what I wanted to tell you and all of our listeners is it doesn't really matter if, okay, let me just pull up Uriel real quick and give you a little information about this angel. Uriel appears as both feminine and masculine. And this may be why you think he's the one to work with, because he helps you receive spiritual information and make smart decisions. And you and I have been talking about the smart decisions lately. Sometimes we get flooded with ideas, and then we have what... they call procrastination paralysis, or what is it? There's another word for it right now. I can't think of it. Analysis paralysis. you know, should I write my, should I publish my book called Sally's Heart, or should I publish my novel called Steep Steps, or should I write my book that about writing, about not writing, or should I write the book called From the Balcony, or should I do one of my five other children's books, or maybe I should paint some more, or maybe I should clean the house. You know, my toilets haven't been scrubbed in a week. Maybe I should do that. Maybe I got laundry. Blah, 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 blah. And so what do? I do nothing. Or I go to Facebook and I scroll. Last night, I was so tired. I did yard work yesterday, gardening. Somebody told me, you're not doing yard work. You're doing gardening. There's a difference. But anyway, I was doing some landscape work, and I paced myself. I make sure I rehydrated, and I rested between. If I worked 30 minutes, I rested an hour. If I worked 15 minutes, I rested half an hour. I made sure I doubled my rest time. But by the time we finished with dinner, I was just ready to go to sleep. But it was too early. And I just finished dinner. I needed to let my dinner, you know, digest. So what I ended up doing is I sat on the couch with my eyes closed, and I just listened to some soft music on I found on YouTube. I don't even know what it was. Something about a portal. But I just listened to it, and I probably slept. But I also prayed and I meditated and I got through it. And this morning I woke up fired up and full of energy, and my to-do list from yesterday that didn't get done, I've already tackled about half of it. So I'm like, okay, maybe the message for me yesterday was just to rest. Uriel's job basically is to enlighten our minds with new ideas and epiphanies and insights. He works with us on higher learning. And higher learning doesn't mean going back to college and pursuing your doctorate. Higher learning can be anything at all. Learning a new language, learning how to manage your finances, finding out where the best roads, I never can determine how to pronounce R-O-U-T-E. Route or root? So I'll say roads. Which is the best road to travel on your next vacation? That's where Uriel can come in. Now, I want to ask you something, Karen. When you work with Uriel, do you feel a gentle breeze?
No, I don't feel a gentle breeze, but I actually feel a little warmer, like a warmth.
Yep, yep.
Around that me with Archangel Uriel. And you know what? His name means the fire of God. And I wonder somehow I associate. So I wonder if he comes around lighting a fire under my butt. And that's why he helps me with motivation. But you know, Gabriel also does. I can't leave. Now Gabriel's coming around. Because I can't leave out Gabriel. Gabriel does more so, though, help me with inspiration, right? And then Uriel kind of lights that fire under me to get going. But, you know, you and I had talked about this so many times before, too, where we ask for help from angels, or I think it was you, and then they're like, oh, you're going to have to, you know, go through this experience, and, you know, you have the tools to figure this out, or, you know, they often, you know, give us that little nudge or that little push that, you know, we want to do it ourselves, right? They want us to do it ourselves. And it, you know what they just popped into my head right now, too, is that once we do it ourselves, we're kind of, we feel proud. We feel accomplished. We say, oh, my God, we did, you know, I did this without it being done for me, right? But I'm sorry, go ahead. So, yeah, so I feel like a warmth when Uriel comes around. So I don't know, do you get like a breeze?
Well, I haven't, but that was something that I discovered while I was writing this book. Now, Azrael also is an angel that makes you suddenly feel warm.
Azrael. Oh.
And I know you work with Raguel.
Raguel. really.
He also presents in a warmth, a warm calmness.
Oh, yes, yes. Peace and harmony, yes. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, so many of these angels use some of the same symbols over and over.
Very.
And that's why I, like the number 11, you know, how many of us know 1111? And, you know, that's the number of the angels.
Right.
There are so many angels that use the number 11 specifically, and they may use 11, like Raziel, he uses 11, 22, and 33. Metatron uses 11. Let's see, who is another one? Now that's still Metatron.
And these are symbols. If your audience sees
Uriel,
of numbers,
111, and Michael communicates with the number 11. So what I like to do if I see 11, I ask them to give me another sign. Who, uh-huh. you know, if I think it's Archangel Michael, I might say, "Would you give me another sign if it's you, Michael?" Then I might smell oranges. Or I might see the color blue. Like with Raziel, he presents in the color, all the colors of the rainbow. But he also uses the indigo light specifically. And there are certain things that you can smell, or you might all of a sudden think of a clear quartz. You know, you think of these things, these symbols. They pop into your head, and that's how you know that which angel is with you. But I wanted to get back to this procrastination, and you might be a little surprised, and you might not. The three angels that I found that work specifically to help us with our procrastination are Ariel, Jagadel, the work angel, and Satchiel. Are you familiar with him?
I am not, but Ariel I'm very familiar with, and that totally makes sense.
Yeah. Well, Satchiel means the covering of God. He's a cherub, not an archangel.
Ah, I see. Above the archangel.
He covers a lot of categories like wealth, success, prosperity, harvest, harmony, and material gain. This angel works with fame, your career movement, leadership positions, but also works with harmony and being present in the, you know, in the moment.
Ah. And what's the angel's name again?
Satchiel, S-A-C-H-I-E-L.
Fantastic. I will definitely pray to connect with Satchiel. And there was another one that you had mentioned.
Jagadel. He is one of my favorites. And I never heard of him until I started this book. If you've never been inspired, you don't understand the... I mean, for me, I'm still in awe of how I was able to publish three books in 1 year when I'd never published one before. And it's all because of the angels working with me, pushing me to do more, go more, go, go, go. Jagadel is called the work angel. He actually works with Archangel Salafiel, which is interesting. I'd forgotten about that. Y'all, really and truly, I wrote this book so fast because it was pushed on me and downloaded to me, and I was encouraged to hurry that I really don't remember some of the stuff that I wrote. And I'm actually learning as I go. But Jay Goodell is known as the bearer of God's merciful love. How cool is that?
Wow.
But he helps focus people who are trying to serve God through their work. But you don't have to be religious to serve God. You can serve mankind, serve Mother Earth, you know, anybody who's trying
exactly.
to do good.
Absolutely.
So the ones that help motivate you, and you've already mentioned Gabrielle, Metatron and Remiel, or I think it's pronounced Remiel. It looks like Remiel, I believe it is pronounced Remiel.
Oh, I,
like
I've been
Remiel.
Pronouncing it wrong.
I don't think it matters how we pronounce it, because if I call you Karen, or I call you Karen, or if I call you KK, which I've never done, but you would probably answer. If I call you Ms. Eberly, you would answer. If
right.
I said, you know, angel card reader lady, you would know I'm talking to you. We all have different names and titles, and people will, we know who we're talking to, and these angels know if we're talking to them because they can see inside our heart. And it doesn't matter how we pronounce their names. And I know most of these angels have days of the week that they really align tightly with. But you can work with them any day of the week. You don't have to wait until Friday or wait until Monday to work with them.
Right. It just helps.
Say that again?
It just kind of not helps, but helps to facilitate the connection is stronger on that particular day.
But well, like the other day you and I were talking and you called me Mayor. I knew
exactly
who you were talking to. I didn't have any problem with that. But Remiel is called the Thunder of God. And what he wants to do is guide us on the path to fulfill our destiny. So that's why he likes to motivate us to do more, to do better. His light colors are purple and pink. This is another angel that can take on masculine or feminine form. And he likes to work with women specifically. He balances us out. So that's another, you know, another one to call on if you're looking to get motivated.
I am definitely going to be connecting with these beautiful archangels and cherubs to help me with my procrastination. Thank you, Mary.
Yes. Oh, you are welcome. And I just realized I'm glancing through this little chapter on Remiel. I need to specifically work with him because his energy number is 5, and that's my life path number.
Oh, interesting.
So Remiel is the patron of shamans, psychics, and prophets.
Oh, I love it.
So, would you like to, we got more callers. I looked away for 5 seconds and I see more callers lined up there. Would you like to start doing card readings?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would love to do that.
All right. I'm going to bring in Michelle from Florida. She was our first caller today. Hi, Michelle.
Yes. Hey, I'm so happy to be on your show today.
Happy to have you come back. We love repeat callers.
Oh, thank you, thank you. It's been a while. I guess I'm not a procrastinator, but at the moment I am procrastinating because I don't know what to do. And my husband is an addict, and he slipped up, and I caught him buying some drugs. So I told him to move out, And he's like, are you serious? And I'm like, I'm serious. So I haven't really said hardly anything to him, and I don't think he's taking me serious. Then he sent me a message today that he'll slowly start packing his stuff up. But the whole thing is I don't know what to do, because should I push the issue for him to move out until he goes to rehab? But then the other part of me is like, what if he doesn't go to rehab and he just, it gives him the opportunity, if he moves out, that he can go and get all the drugs that he wants?
I just got a message.
Die, you know what I mean? I don't want him to die. You know?
I understand that. I want to say something before Karen pulls any cards for you, and maybe she'll back me up with her cards, and maybe she won't, but I got a strong message. Your husband's journey is your husband's journey. You cannot live his life for him. You can support him. You can offer him a hand up out of the mud, but you should never feel guilty or responsible for someone else's life choices. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Karen, see what your cards say.
Okay, Michelle. What I'm getting for you is that, now you were talking about him going to a rehab. Is that what you said?
Yes, I want him to go to a rehab. And so I told him to move out. And he has not moved out yet, but I'm also afraid if I push the issue for him to move out to go to rehab, that he may not go to rehab and he'll just keep on doing more drugs. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know what to do. Should I push him out or,
okay,
you know,
all right, 'cause
we've been through before. We separated. I left once before because of the drugs.
Now, let me ask you a question. You seem to be a spiritual person. You're calling in the angel. So is he a spiritual person as well?
Yes, he is. But he likes to
okay.
manipulate.
Okay, I'm getting.
For kicking him out.
Okay, so what I'm getting is that if you could find a facility that... you know, like AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, basically is spiritually led. The prayer that they say, you know, and their philosophy is spiritually based. And if you could find
right.
a facility that is spiritually based, that's, I'm getting goosebumps on that, that's what they're saying. But it is going to be a financial constraint. Does he have insurance?
No, not to cover that.
Right.
I don't
right.
think.
So it is going to be a finance, there is going to be a financial burden with that. And then there also is going to be some conflict. You know, I mean, I do have an indication that there's going to be, you know, more than just tension involved with this situation. It could become hostile. And that, you know, he's just not in his right mind. He's not early. But what I do also see is that if you can, you know, find a facility that has, like, is somehow spiritually based so that the focus is on, you know, source and not on our ego or our own, you know, tangible needs. Because that's going to help him get out of the space that he's in right now. And, you know, this part of his journey, like Mary was talking about, this is his journey. What I'm getting is that as well, that this is just part of his fate. This was, you know, part of his learning experience on his journey. But it's really important to take things in 24-hour increments, one day at a time, and, you know, try to, you know, I also got a card that represents, you know, separation, feeling left out, you know, kind of feeling abandoned and stuff like that. So that's going to be, you know, that is right now kind of an issue and is going to be an issue between you both as well. But I got, you know, another indication that, you know, you can handle this, but it has to be kind of like one day at a time. You know, it would be good to, instead of just making a demand is what they're saying and, you know, kind of saying, okay, blah, 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 maybe have a strategy or a plan. So
if I may, add something here.
Just one sec, Mary. Just one second, Mary.
Okay.
This also needs to be, this information that I'm giving you is contingent on that you are safe, that you, you know, that you are safe, because the first priority needs to be, you know, that you are safe, that you are, you know, not going to be in any kind of, not only physical danger, but you don't want to have any kind of abuse going on around you. So if he needs to move out to someplace else temporarily while you're making these plans, that's a decision you have to make. Sorry, Mary, I had to finish that. Go ahead.
No. That's quite all right. I just wanted to mention, because I feel very strongly that everybody needs to understand, when you have an addict in your home, you are also dealing with that addiction one way or another. I would highly encourage you to find this Narcotics Anonymous family group. Just look up, just Google narcotics abuse or narcotics addiction. I mean, the website that I found real quick was just NAR-ANON. These are free organizations that are put out there to help you. And they can help you find counselors that will work with you at no cost most of the time. They're almost always free organizations or free groups that you need help as much as he does to figure out what your next step is. And, you know, it's just so important to protect yourself. Your emotional, your spiritual, your mental self, as well as your physical self.
It is very, very hard, because if they're in the home, I worked in a drug rehab, so if they're in the home, he's going to continue to act like the addict that he is, and it's manipulation, and that manipulation drives you crazy. And so I know the best thing is for him to move out, because he needs to know that I'm serious, that you need to go get help. But he has to want it. So that's why I'm like, you know what, you move out. You decide if you want to go get help or not. It's up to you.
And I would say if he doesn't move out, give him a time frame. Give him a deadline. Don't just say you need to leave. You need to leave by X date. And I would definitely look for a support group for yourself, because when you find that support group, if he hasn't met your deadline, you will have had friends who will come over and help you get him out of the house. There are ways to do this, and you want to take the path of least resistance as often as necessary, but sometimes tough love is tough for a reason.
Right. And of course I'm very scared too, that if he has that open freedom, you know, living, we have a camper that the girl's moving out on the 21st. So that's when I told him he can move in there when she moves out. And so I'm also afraid that when he has that open freedom, will he end up using, because he's got that freedom, or will he get help? So, you know, it's always kind of fearful.
The fact that you gave him a place to live is prolonging the inevitable. You know, you gave him, It's like saying you can't sleep in my bedroom, but you can go down the hall. You've given him this camper that he can stay in, and it's still very close to you, and he can still manipulate you.
So I need to tell him that he needs to either go to a rehab or we're over with, I guess. I think he needs an in-house rehab.
He probably does.
I completely concur with Mary that you a support group would be so beneficial for you at this point. And, you know, Googling, or Mary just gave you that NAR Anon or something like that, you know, so that you can get professional guidance and you know, somebody close, if you find a meeting close to your home.
I appreciate you ladies talking to me. It's so hard. It really is. Part of me, I'm not a crybaby, but part of me wants to cry because we've been together for 11 years. And, you know, I know God's with me, but at the same time, I know I don't have any friends that I really can talk to, because if I do talk to them, I'll give you an example. I told one of my friends about it, and guess what? She likes pain pills too. And you know what she said to me? Just give him what he wants. And I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. That's not a friend. That's not going to help me, you know?
No.
And I'm like, they're just not getting it, you know?
This is why I suggested the Narcotics Anonymous, because these are people just like you who are going through what you're going through. They understand what is happening. And there will be professionals there who can help you figure out your next step. And you don't have to feel so alone. And that's what addicts do, no matter what they're addicted to. They isolate their families so that you can only depend on him, he thinks.
Yeah.
I will definitely send some prayers for you, Michelle.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Karen, did you have a card for her?
Yes, I gave her I gave her what I found in the cards.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear an angel's name.
No, I did not. Just her guardian angel.
Okay.
Your guardian angel is your best friend.
Absolutely.
And you can certainly, I got for you after I put the cards away, after I, you know, had given you the information before, your guardian angel came through and said that you can always keep a journal and write down, you know, as if you're talking to a friend, concerns, and, you know, see what comes through. Wait, leave your pen loosely in your hand, you know, and just kind of wait and see what pops in your head. Just make sure you write it down, you know, just so you can reflect upon it in case you forget it. But our guardian angel is by our side every second of every day through our entire lifetime. And, you know, can you imagine having a best friend with you every day and you totally ignoring them? You know, that's you have that available to you. So journaling might help you in this part of your journey as well. And of course, I'm sending you blessings. Prayers.
Thank you, ladies, so much. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome. And I'll be praying for you and wishing you the best. Hold on. I'm going to do one thing real quick before. I know there is an angel specifically that works with addiction. Let me see who that is. And it might help to. Oh, Archangel Zadkiel. Jophiel also. So, there's actually three. Barakchiel. So you can work with any of these angels, and they will help you. But just call on your guardian angel, I think, might be the best option right now. I'm going to end this call with good luck and good love and lots of love and light. And I definitely want to hear from you again, Michelle. Let us know what's going on.
I will. And thank you.
You're welcome. As we've got less than a half an hour to get through the rest of these calls. And I'm going to go over to Donna in California. She's called us several times before. Hi, Donna.
Mary, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Did you find your traveling partner yet?
Not yet, but I am going up north in a few days to take care of my brother Doug's dog for about 12 days, and then I'll be back for a week, and I'll be going to take care of my brother-in-law. He's having a knee surgery.
Sounds like you're your own traveling partner.
I know it. I like my own company, so it's fine.
That's good.
Yeah.
I tell my husband I talk to myself because I know I can trust my answers.
Yeah. That's cute. Nice.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Do you have a specific question today, or you just want to see what the angels want?
I'd like some windfalls and things like that. That would be great.
All right, about your finances. Let's see what's coming out here. Looks like you're still in the planning stages for something going on. So you have a plan to stay here. Okay, so are you doing what you love right now?
Yeah, I think so. Well, no, I love traveling. That's what I love, but I love helping people too, and you know, I'm helping my brother, and I'm helping my brother-in-law, and yeah, so that's good. He's real nice to me, too. He does a lot of many, many nice for me.
And you're still in the planning. You want to try, now I'm trying to remember the left because I do so many people, and I kind of get in a zone when I, you know, communicate with the angels and pull your cards, and I end up, you know, because I'm so focused in the moment, I end up forgetting. But from what you were talking with Mary, are you planning a trip and looking for a partner to travel with? Is that what?
Yeah, I'd like that. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, because I got a card for that you're still in the planning stages, so you're still kind of, you know, working out the details, still in the planning stages of that. And then the next card I got was that it's something that you love. So you love to travel. This is what you want to do. Right? So the card that I got after that, though, has to do with managing your resources wisely. So just being very, you know, try to be aware of, you know, what you're spending and how much you're spending, how much you're saving. So it's, you know, this card is kind of like an extreme. It's either you're saving too much money and, you know, you're not spending on what is going to make you happy, or you're spending too much money on trivial things that, you know, you're going to need for your traveling expenses or something like that. And then the final card that I got for you has to do with some kind of communication. Now, it is either your own thoughts or how you're communicating with someone else or another person. And oftentimes this card represents like blunt kind of communication. And, you know, maybe a communication with someone else or other people that is the truth, which is the truth is always great, but it's on how it's delivered, right? And the card is a queen, and, you know, that feels like you, and that you're very sovereign in your own right. You know, you're independent. I'm feeling that you're very intelligent, and you're very witty. You know, you're you have a lot of wit about you. But you need to kind of see the humor in situations and things like that. So, you know, I think the angels and your guardian angel are bringing forth so that you're a little, you're focused, but you're a little too focused. So you want to lighten up just a little bit because, you know, especially if you're focused on your desire not manifest. Sometimes we have to give it up to God, let it go for a little bit. But as far as your finances, you know, does that card that came out resonate with you? Tell me where you're at.
Yeah.
So you want to try to balance things out. You know, you're seeing things maybe as black and white where there's a lot of gray, you know, balancing that needs to be done. This card can actually mean balancing your checkbook. So when's the last time you did that, Donna, right? So, you know, just if you're on one end of the spectrum or on the other end of the spectrum, you want to kind of bring it to the middle. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, did you have, does that satisfy your question?
Yeah, very nice. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Welcome.
Well, thank you, and I look forward to hearing from you again next time, Donna.
Okay. You girls
All
have
right.
a nice day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I'm going to bring in Tim from New York. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for taking my call. I have to re-listen to the beginning for that great information because I am not only a client, I am the procrastination president. So
yeah, we talked a good bit about procrastination at the beginning of the show.
Yes, and I am here. I have to make some moves, you know, to bring in some abundance and great new things I'm focusing on. So I just was calling to see if there was any tips or messages from Spirit for me just about me moving forward, bringing in some great new things.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, I'm Karen, and I'm pulling some cards for you today. Let's see here.
Sounds great.
Hey, so the Sacred Plan card came out for you. So have you ever heard of, like, the Divine Plan or the Soul Blueprint? Have you heard of those terms before?
I think I've heard those terms kind of in passing, but I wasn't exactly sure what they mean.
Okay, you're not exactly sure. So let me just explain it to you. So basically, when we are up in heaven as a soul, before we come down into our mom's belly and live our life here on the earth, we kind of have a little plan or agreement that we want to experience certain things in our life, or we want to learn certain things for our own soul's growth. And that is the card that I have gotten for you, is that it's time for you to activate your sacred plan. And you said you want to move forward, and you want to, you know, have some new experience. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah. So, so basically, the next steps that you take, you might want to think about what your life's purpose is or what really brings you joy. You have a couple of archangels around you available for you to call upon and invite in to help you in your life right now. Gabriel has come out for you twice in two different decks.
And this has to do, Gabriel, in this aspect, through these cards, has to do with your throat chakra. And, you know, kind of speaking your truth. So there might be, you know, this could be you talking to yourself with your own self-talk, being completely, starkly honest with yourself about what you really want in your life and where you want to go forward. Because I also have the ask and receive card. So you are in a point in your life where manifesting is going to be easier for you. But right now it looks like you just don't have a plan. There's no strategy. But you also are not quieting your mind enough. You're not resting enough. And I see that you are very grateful. You have a grateful soul. You know, you're very a grateful person. But you also, I feel like, are a little empathic, picking up energies and cords and things like that from the people that are around you, the people that you interact. So you want to make sure that you're cutting those cords every day, clearing your energy field every day, and Archangel Metatron is around you to help you clear your energy field. So are you actively, you know, working on a strategy right now for your next steps?
It's one of those things where I'm kind of just stuck in a holding pattern and not sure what that next step is. And then that kind of gives me anxiety. And I'm just like, you know, I know you have to be on the frequency, you know, to bring things in. So been a little stuck, but I feel like I'm doing some work now to try to get clear and just not have the anxiety driving me, so I can get inspiration, ask the archangels, my guides, for what, you know, that next step is to move forward, to move me in that path.
So what they're giving me for you is to, and they give this off to clients, is to go back to your childhood from when you were about maybe seven, eight years old, and what did you love doing? What did you love playing? Did you love sports? Did you love art? Did you love acting in the school play? Did you love, you know, what did you love when you were a little kid?
So I know that answer. So, I loved acting.
You love acting. Okay. So this is this. They like to give homework. Sorry, people. They do like to give homework, and this is the homework for you. So you want to make a list of things you loved when you were a child and things that now are your bliss, because they're saying they want you to follow your bliss. Okay. So they're giving me that when you are happy and following your bliss, it's easier for them and your mind is quieter. So you're not having like some negative mind chatter. So you want to practice meditation, quieting your mind. It's going to be easier for them to pop ideas into your head, to leave you those breadcrumbs to follow, and to present you with opportunities. You're going to be in a better place to accept opportunities, they're saying, that are presented to you as well. So it's really important to, you know, be in that place of gratitude. When you think about things that you are really grateful for, you know, that puts a smile on your face, it kind of, it pulls you out of that anxiety mode. So, you know, that is what they're giving me that is going to help you. They're giving me some homework. So don't kill the messenger here. But, yeah, and you do have these archangels, Gabriel and Metatron, that came out for you today as well. So, you know, this is going to help you kind of follow and fulfill your life's purpose by finding this bliss and finding. So you were saying that acting, I mean, obviously in a 5-minute reading, I'm not going to be able to help you fully with this, but if you were, you know, a client with me working like for an hour or so, I would have a lot of more information. But hopefully this will get you started. get you started, Tim.
Yeah, it sounds great. Thank you so very much.
You are so welcome.
Thank you for calling again, Tim. I always look forward to hearing from you.
Not a problem. Thank you so very much.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, our seventh call. We've had a couple of people drop the calls. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is this Melissa?
Yes.
Hi.
You got it right. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to your show after hours. I have a question. Thank you, beautiful ladies, and love the angels. They're so real. I wish everybody, you know, listening to your show, that you gotta have faith, and the white light is real. My question is, I am in transition right now, and I'm gonna be moving this year. I'm not sure what month. I know it's before November. When I get where I'm going, am I able? Do you see me finding a place, a suite, an office space near the downtown area where I'm heading? Anything on that would be beautiful. I'm getting myself ready for that.
Okay. Hi. How are you today? Specific question is, when you move, will you be in the downtown area?
Yeah, like a suite, an office suite near the downtown area, around that area that I'm heading to. I need to get an office suite. Am I ever going to find one that is, I'm sure I will, but what are they saying about that?
They're saying guess who popped up for you?
Michael. Monotron.
Ariel popped up for you. Okay. And you also got an action card, and you got a card that says woman holding a heart. So basically, this little story that the cards are saying is that you can call upon Archangel Ariel. Now, Archangel Ariel, Mary mentioned earlier, helps us with motivation, and you got the action card. So, you know, it's time to start, you know, really actively looking, taking action on your dreams and desires and this desire to be in this specific area. But you also, now, the woman holding a heart can either be somebody, a person around you who's giving support and, you know, support, like emotional support. But it also can mean that when you are making decisions, you want to use your intuition. Use your heart over your head, basically, when you're taking action and you're working with Archangel Ariel to manifest your desires. In your particular case, I'm getting that you want to choose from your heart instead of the logical choice. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. And I did get a card that you are very connected to spirit and source, and, you know, so that is a very positive thing as well, because when we are connected, it's easier for us to follow our intuition and trust our intuition. So, hopefully that helps you. I see that, you can take action on it now. And, I don't see anything that is impeding you.
That's good news. I thank you for the motivation.
Yes.
I'll pray to Ariel.
Awesome.
Ariel is going to help you. Blessings to you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Melissa. Look forward to hearing from you again, and make sure you keep us posted on your move.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Carrie.
Okay, we have time for one more caller, and it's someone who's never called the show before. Hello there. What is your name? Oh, it's still connecting. Oh, come on, phone. Oh, and I just lost the person. Well.
Oh, wonderful technology.
I don't know. They just disappeared, and I apologize for that. I don't know if it was. I was trying to get them to connect, and they just disappeared. But we have just barely time to end our show. So did you want to say anything else before we leave, Karen?
Well, I just wanted to let everyone know that I am going to be teaching a class in Palm Beach Gardens on May 13th called Manifesting with the Archangels. And that's going to be a fun, interactive class. I actually channeled that class. And then I also wanted to let everyone know that I have some free offerings as well as doing the podcast. I have three meetup groups that meet up once a month. One is a Treasure Coast metaphysical discussion group. The other one is the Treasure Coast Angel Connection. And the third group is Our Sacred Journey with Crystals. And if anyone would like to book a reading with me or an angel Reiki session, you can go to www.theuniversesedge.com and you can use the code SACREDJOURNEY10 to get a 10% discount on your first reading with me for being listeners of this wonderful podcast.
Awesome. Give me that code again. I'm going to put it in the show's description. Excuse me. Hold on a second. I just sucked on some air the wrong way. Okay. Tell me that again. Let me put it here. For a 10% discount?
That's correct. And it's Sacred Journey, all in capital letters with the number 10 after it. And that's for a Zoom angel reading session.
I will put that in here.
Thank you all.
And they
for
have to go to
in.
OurSacredJourney.com to get that.
Nope, that you... is an adopt site.
it's a
the universe.com.
Oh, okay. Go to
the universe's edge.
SacredJourney.com and use this discount code.
It's actually
okay.
The universe's edge.com.
The what said dot com?
The universe's edge.
Oh, okay. Hold on. The universesedge.com. Good thing I'm ending this show. I'm losing my voice.
Oh, my gosh. Just drink a water
and have some tea.
Hey. Oh, wonderful. Hot tea is great, too.
Universesedge.com. Okay. I will do that, and we will be set. So thank you, and I'm going to play... And I will see you all next month here with Karen again. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Go With Angels with Mary Brotherton. If you want to order a copy of Go With Angels, just reach out to mary@beunique.org for details. That's BUNEKE.org. And be sure to tune in every Friday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time for more stories about angelic encounters. Follow Be Unique Radio on Blog Talk Radio so you don't miss a single episode.